look for someone who isn't offering you a quick fix. If something's promising you very quick results and it's very logistics heavy, I think you're kind of focusing on the wrong things.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Julie.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
So you have gone on quite a growth journey, really, over the last year and last 6 months since I've known you, and you came into my world from the Brand Accelerator program. But I wanted to have you on the podcast today because I think that your journey is not only going to be very inspiring for our listeners who are also looking for brand growth and clarity and strategy and more social media presence, but I think that your journey is also very relatable because I know that you are still very much in it. You are someone who is still learning the things and applying, you know, what works, testing different things out. And so I know that you have a lot to share just from your short journey of when you've been doing this and how you've been doing this that I think will be really insightful to our audience. So with that said, I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about you and your brand and business.
Yeah, sure. So I guess if we take it a little bit back to the beginning, I worked a 9-to-5 in 2020, discovered UGC during that time. That was like huge back then. And I decided I wanted to try my hand at content creation because it was something that I was always a fan of and I had a little more time on my hands. So I thought, why not? And UGC kind of took me into the path of discovering I kind of did want to be an influencer. I wanted to create my own content, post on my own platform. From there, I was really struggling to find my niche. I knew that I loved wellness and health. I was really into that sort of thing. I kind of just was throwing spaghetti at the wall, just like posting content, trying to find out what I love to do. And simultaneously, at the same time, I was going on a health journey. So I've dealt with gut health issues for years. And with this new introduction to content creation and learning about health and wellness, I decided to also go on a gut health journey, also a hormone health journey at the same time. I was kind of like, I'm just going to go on a general health journey and try and cure everything at once because I realized like I've been struggling with these things for so long and I finally have some sort of avenue to kind of explore it more. And that's kind of how my brand started coming about, just from this journey I was going on with my gut health and hormone health and knowing that I wanted to do content, but just didn't know how it all was going to fit together. And so now I'm here. I'm based in Orange County currently. And thanks to your program and all of your help, I've really solidified what my brand is and where that's going.
I would love to hear more about kind of that time before you and I connected, when you were throwing spaghetti at the wall, when you know, what you just mentioned about, you knew that you were passionate about gut health. You knew that it was something that you could talk about because it was a shared experience that you were having in your own life. You knew that you were intrigued by UGC, which I would love for you to first, in your own words, explain what UGC is.
Yeah, sure. So UGC is user-generated content. It's basically creating content for brands to use for their advertising purposes.
Yep. And so as you were doing that and you were kind of seeing, okay, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I think, you know, an audience that I'm trying to cultivate likes or doesn't like, what was tricky for you to figure out during, you know, those first couple of years, really?
It sounds weird, but I didn't know what I was meant to be saying, first of all, to my audience. I knew I had something to share deep within me, but I didn't know what that was. So I was totally like, I feel like there's something I'm meant to bring into this world, but it's definitely not UGC, although there's nothing against UGC. I just knew that there was something more I was supposed to bring to the table. Had no idea what that was until I started on my health journey. And then once I was there, I knew I was meant to be talking about health and gut health and my health journey, but the messaging just wasn't, when I was creating content, it just wasn't resonating even with me the way I was communicating it. So I knew there was something that was missing in the way I was communicating what I was meant to share with the world.
It's time to tee up the confetti, my friends, because we have officially opened enrollment for my signature online program, The Brand Accelerator. After wading through almost 10 years in this online business and serving up education to tens of thousands of students looking to grow their brand, The Brand Accelerator is exactly what you need to elevate your brand, increase your visibility, and grow your audience and revenue. Now, if you are curious at all about The Brand Accelerator, what it's all about, and most importantly, how it can help you, all you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/TBA to get all of the details. But I want to throw something in here because it's important. We are only opened for a limited time. Doors are going to be closing for the Brand Accelerator on Friday, March 1st, and they will not open again for the rest of the year. That's right. You heard me. So if you are ready to make sure that this year is the year for your brand growth, you're gonna wanna get in now. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/TBA to get all of the details. Can you share more about that messaging? Because I think what you just said is such a good point of if it's not connecting with you, it's most likely not going to connect with anyone out there. So how did you know that it felt out of alignment for you or it just wasn't flowing? What were some of the things that were coming up for you in that moment?
As most creators struggle with, the first thing I'm looking at is engagement and seeing that no one's really like saying like, oh, I connect with this. So that's kind of like more surface level in some ways, but there was that first sign. The second sign was I would listen back to it and I just knew that the message wasn't getting across because I was having trouble like connecting the dots in my content. So like I'd put out a piece of content, like it made sense in the moment, and then I put out another piece of content and they didn't like synergistically connect with each other or take you on a journey. There was kind of just like random like tips thrown here and there. It was very like, it was surface level. There was no real meaning behind the words.
Yeah. And so that messaging bit was a little tricky. And I think what you just said is something that's very common of like, well, I'm throwing this tip out. And moment, it made sense to me. But now that it's out there, there's definitely an incongruence. So during that time, what were some of the things that you were trying to do to fix, quote unquote, fix the problem that you were having?
I think in the beginning, I tried to just niche down, but looking back now, I wasn't really niching down. I was mostly just doing everything and calling it a niche.
Ooh, can you share more about that? That's juicy.
Yeah. So as I was getting into more health and wellness, I kind of decided, okay, health and wellness is my niche. And so I was doing recipes like skincare, self-care, and even like more motivational, like get ready with me sort of content. And I was like, oh, like it all makes sense because it's all health and wellness. But then as I joined your program and like learned more, I realized that's not a niche. That's more, I mean, it is a niche, but it's a very broad niche. And the reason why everything isn't really connecting together is because I haven't actually found my niche.
Mm. And so explain where you were at the time, if you can remember, like how many followers did you have? How at this point, how many months or years had you been doing this? If there were, let me know about that first.
Okay. So actually, when I look back, I think I started UGC like late 2021 is when I discovered UGC. That's when I started creating content. And then I went into creating more content, influencer content in 2022, late 2022. Mm-hmm. And then I actually went full-time creating content in the beginning of 2023.
When you say full-time, was this before you had even kind of gotten the clarity, but you just knew that like you had to dedicate the full time to this to make it happen? What was that journey like for you?
So I actually was trying out real estate in 2021. That's how I got on TikTok and Instagram and all of that. Quickly discovered real estate was not for me, but I still had a 9-to-5. And as I started dedicating more time to content, as real estate started winding down, I started realizing, like, I really, really love this. And my 9-to-5 started feeling like really, really hard to show up to. It just felt so unfulfilling. And I just felt like I had so much to give in content. I was so energized by it and I just loved doing it. So in 2022, I decided, I think I'm going to quit my job and go full time in content creation. It took me a few months to make that decision because it was really scary for me and I never dealt with having like an inconsistent paycheck or anything like that. It was a huge, huge moment in my life because I was really breaking down a lot of deep-rooted fear I had over uncertainty and like the lack of a consistent paycheck. So in 2023, I quit my job and it was incredibly scary and I wanted to back out of it, but I did it. And since then, I've been full-time in content.
Did you make that decision before you obviously were making full-time money? So yeah. How did you do that? And how did, like, from, you know, how did you actually do it to make your ends meet? Mm-hmm. And then how did you do that from the emotional state? Because I think that so many people deal with this problem of like one foot in and one foot out. And what really just gave you the courage to keep going, even though you didn't have the consistent paycheck and even though you didn't have your niche figured out, and even though you were throwing spaghetti at the wall, and even though you didn't have a ton of followers, how many followers did you have at the time?
I think I had barely any on Instagram. I had like less than 1,000 on Instagram.
Wow.
I had 10,000 on TikTok.
On TikTok. So yeah. So I mean, like, what gave you the courage to do that, and how did you make ends meet a year ago in the beginning of 2023?
Yeah, it sounds really crazy when I'm talking about it now. I don't think I've talked about this since I quit. I don't want to say, like, you know, the trendy word right now is delusion, but I guess there was quite a bit of that, because what happened was I hit like $5,000 in UGC pretty early on in 1 month. So that kind of got the gears going, like, I think I can do this if I were to do this full time. And I had money saved up from the previous years. I was really diligent about saving money. So there was that. I knew that with the money I had saved up, I could definitely get through at least 6 months of being a content creator. I knew that with the job I was currently at with my 9-to-5, I just knew that I was going to be able to find a job if I needed to again. Logistically, those were my thoughts that allowed me to take like the first half step into content creation. Emotionally, the more I did content and the more I split my time between my 9-to-5 and content, it's just my energy could not come back to my 9-to-5. Like, it just was draining the life out of me, which I never thought would happen because I was perfectly content at that job. But then once it was really starting to become such an energy drainer out of my life, like, I would literally turn into a different person when I showed up there and I didn't like how I was being that person in the world. And I just saw how much happier and just excited I was creating content. And my dad is actually quite entrepreneurial and he was extremely encouraging. My family was very encouraging of me, so I had their support, luckily. And I just said, you know what? I think maybe I'll be okay, even if it doesn't work out in 6 months and I need to get a job. It won't be that bad if I have to go back to having a job, if I can just try doing this for a little bit.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's just so real, raw, true. And when you decided to make that decision and you were like, this is the path I'm going to take, as you have shared, you know, you had gotten yourself to 2023, you had grown some followers on TikTok, you barely had any on Instagram, but you knew that you needed to go all in. You knew that even though you had these ideas and you had tried some things at this point, you had not really tapped into what you specialize in. You hadn't really tapped into what is going to consistently attract this audience to consume your content and keep coming back. So share a little bit about how that shift happened and really kind of the stage from early 2023 until you virtually walked into the Brand Accelerator doors and we got to work together on your brand.
Around 2023 was when I was really getting into my health journey. I say this because it's pretty important with how my brand developed. I got really, really passionate about solving my health problems, which was my gut health, and I was dealing with really bad acne at that time. So I was really wanting to get off birth control. And through trying to make myself healthier and changing my lifestyle to have more wellness practices, wellness habits incorporated into it, my interests on content and like what I was producing on content started to reflect that. So I started posting more food and more just like wellness stuff. But I just thought that my niche was wellness and that I could post anything that I was interested in wellness. So I was just posting everything that just came to my mind that I thought, okay, I'll do one recipe, one, you know, like self-care, one skincare. And it, to me, it is all wellness, but that's where I was still lost. I didn't know which one I wanted to focus on. I was scared that if I focused on just food or just self-care, that I would only be able to do that. But that mindset would change later on. So yeah, it was just doing everything thinking that was the best way to get brand deals and to grow a following. I thought that people wanted to see just the wellness lifestyle. And that's what I was doing. And it really didn't feel great to me. It felt forced a lot of the time. I thought that, okay, I have to post another self-care video because everyone's talking about consistency and posting, you know, 3 times a day on TikTok, which I did at one point and it was awful. And so I guess that just continued for months of me just doing everything that I was considering wellness until I joined your free training
camp. Yeah.
And you were the first person who really emphasized not only niching down, but finding a niche within your niche. And I had been so resistant to that idea for so long because I thought it was going to limit me from my creativity and brand deals and reaching a specific audience as well. So I was completely like, the first time I heard that from other people, I was like, absolutely not. But something was different when I walked into your boot camp. It was the way you said it, but it finally clicked in me and I was kind of like, maybe she's onto something here. Maybe I'm finally ready to listen to your advice about finding your niche within your niche. And something I was posting more of recently was food. With my health journeys, I have developed this love for food and developed a skill for cooking. So at that time that you're kind of saying, find your niche within the niche, I said, okay, I think I'm going to try doing more cooking and I could keep going. But that's kind of where it started with where I'm at now.
Yeah. Well, I would love for you to share what happened because I know that something huge happened in this moment. So you had been resistant to the idea of niching down, like most people are, because we make up and tell ourselves if we niche down, that means we're going to lose all of these other opportunities. But once you came in the boot camp and you learned a different way of how to approach it in a way that actually helps you instead of hurt you or harms your opportunities for growth, you were like, okay, I'm going to try this. So then what happened after you got off of one of those boot camp calls that we had? My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Yeah, you just brought up a memory for me. When you talked about niching down, you made it seem like it was actually expansive. You could actually be more unlimited by niching down. And that was the first time anyone had put it that way. And so I think that's what really got me this time. Because I was like, you know what? I've never thought that niching down could actually expand opportunity for you in creatively, in your business, etc. So I took that and I said, okay, I'm going to pick a niche within my niche. And part of that training was you talked about the pyramid and you talked about a UVP. So at this time, I had less than 10,000 followers on Instagram. And I think I had around 20,000 on TikTok. And I went back to my Instagram and my TikTok, and I was just scrolling through all my content, reading all the comments that I had gotten to get familiar with what people were resonating with. And something that I saw coming up a lot was gut health. They were curious about what I was doing to heal my gut. And the other thing was they were very curious about my birth control, getting off birth control journey. Just by the information that you had given us in that training, I sat down and I thought about what my UVP was. And the first thing that came up was I have healed my gut on my own because I couldn't afford the doctor that my primary care physician referred me to. And I thought, this is something that I never thought I could do, but I think this could help people. Like, I could share what I have learned in my own journey and maybe someone else. And I didn't even know people, like a lot of people had gut health issues. I thought like I was only one. My family and my friends don't have any of that. So I took my cooking style that I'd been doing and mashed that together with the new UVP I had found thanks to your training and put out a video. That video started doing really well. I think immediately it got like 200,000 views like in the span of a couple days. Just from that video, I gained almost 30,000 followers, I think, just from that one video.
Wow.
And I kept putting out more before I had even seen all that growth from that one video. So before I had gotten all those 30,000 followers, I put out more videos about gut health and about that niche. And by the time I was done with TBA, I think I was at 50,000.
Wow. So you gained 40,000 followers in less than 8 weeks.
Yeah. So wow. On Instagram also. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So this is so awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I want to dive in a little bit more because you did mention your process, Stacey, was that you actually did my free bootcamp training first. Mm-hmm. And from that one day, it was over several days, but it was one day of that free training. You figured out what your UVP was, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And you tested out creating a piece of content around this new UVP. And then from that, you gained 30,000 Instagram followers. That is insane and amazing. Yeah.
That was a perfect summary.
Then from there, you decided to join me in the actual paid program, which is the Brand Accelerator, which we'll talk about in a moment, which we did a lot more. But before we get there, I would love to know, UVP stands for Unique Value Proposition. I would love for just in your own words to define what that is for you, what your UVP is.
So my unique value proposition is that I create gut and hormone healthy recipes that nourish your body and help promote gut health and balance your hormones. That's kind of what it is. That's not word for word what I wrote down.
Yeah. But that's, yeah. And to me, that is so specific, that, and that is so much more niche than I create wellness content. And what makes that so expansive is that if I am someone who is looking for content for my gut health and my hormonal health, and I've got two options in front of me, I've got Sally Smith over here that tells me I create wellness content. And then I've got Stacey over here that says, I specialize in creating gut and hormone health content to help you heal your gut. Which one am I going to go to? I'm going to go to Stacey. And so this is really about the expansion piece that you talked about. I love that you use that word. It's a beautiful word to use, but really the power of specialization. And I don't even have to say anything. The proof is in the data. The fact that you chose to specialize, you chose to create a UVP, chose to no longer resist niching down. You created one piece of content. And from that one piece of content, you gain more followers in less than 8 weeks. And I think you had told me like within 24 hours, you would gain like the 3,000 followers. So, I mean, you gained more followers in 8 weeks than you had in the 3 years prior being on Instagram. So the journey of that and really how powerful this process is, all from a free training, which is just crazy. And so share a little bit more about that journey. So you saw the proof that it worked. And I remember you telling me that. You were like, if this free training can do this, I can't even imagine what kind of the higher level experience is behind paywall. Mm-hmm. So you did join the Brand Accelerator, and I would love to hear a little bit about how the Brand Accelerator helped you develop your brand, your messaging, and your content strategy.
Yeah. So I had like a very loose UVP after the free training, but I was like, okay, got it. Gut health content works for me. And it's something that I deeply resonate with as well. It's not just like, oh, this is working, like I'll run with this. So I knew like, okay, gut health was something I wanted to talk about. But when we got back into the program, when you have your pyramid that was part of TBA, I realized I was starting at the top and I needed to come back to the bottom to define what makes me different and then, you know, refine that message to my audience, because I had a loose UVP, but I didn't have a clear strategy on how I wanted to continue to convey that message. So went back to the very beginning, really solidified what makes me different. And I discovered that what makes me different is I love to cook. I think I'm pretty good at cooking. I can create my own recipes, and I can create recipes that are specifically for gut health and hormonal health. That's what I had to come back to and figure out what set me apart, because I knew I didn't want to just be another food creator, and I didn't want to just talk about gut health and hormone health because that wasn't going to fill my cup up. So going all the way back to the start on what makes me different, was figuring that out. So then the next really important layer was figuring out how I was going to communicate this consistently to my audience. And in TBA, I did a lot of work on learning how to communicate with them more, because that's something that I didn't know how to do. And there was a lot in TBA that taught me how to kind of get that information out of your audience and connect with them more, just generally to build that community. So those two things were really, really big for me. And along with that, TBA kind of helped me integrate some of what I'd learned in Pitch It Perfect. So I had actually joined Pitch It Perfect before TBA in monetizing. So I started making much, much better pitches after taking TBA, actually, because I had a really clear differentiation from others. And those were like the three biggest things that have really helped me in my business so far.
Yeah. And that's huge, because the better that you can pitch and articulate the value, the more money you make. So, and the more consistent money that you make. The Brand Accelerator is it's curriculum based. So you learn the methodology, which is based off of a pyramid that I created that you're talking about, the Brand Accelerator formula. And then we have 10 weeks of coaching and then real-time support. And then we end, you get lifetime access to the course. And then you get to go and really start applying and seeing, you know, what has happened. So now that we're a few months down from when we, you know, closed our last coaching call together, I would love to hear what has transpired for you, because I know that that was a lot of transformation and a lot of growth and a lot of really big, beautiful change in such a short amount of time. So what does the brand look like today, you know, just 3-4 months later?
It is going really well today. I think logistically, I'm almost at 80,000 on Instagram, and I've put a lot more of my focus on Instagram. I'm still on TikTok as well, and I'm actually starting to do the whole process over with TikTok.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah, everything that I've learned in TBA, and I'm going through all of the videos again for TikTok, because TikTok is a different platform for me, and I don't want to do the same thing on Instagram that I'm doing on TikTok. I'm literally going through it over with TikTok, but going back to Instagram, everything's going really well. My community is deeply aligned with me. This is just a quick little story, but I did a little giveaway on my Instagram, and I asked people to share something they're looking forward to in 2024 to enter. And I was just reading all the answers, just resonating with every single thing everyone was saying. And so it's just complete confirmation that the audience I've attracted is very aligned with what I'm talking about in my content. And my engagement is going really well. I've gotten the biggest partnerships I've ever seen in my life.
Can you share a little bit about that, how the revenue has changed? Because the thing with brand growth is it is not a get rich quick kind of thing. It's really about re-clarifying and re-strategizing and relaying the foundations that are necessary. If you give yourself the permission and space to do that, then within the 60, 90, however many days or months after, you're going to start to see that, which is exactly what's happened with you. And so I would love to hear, how does your revenue look different today than it did before you said yes to the Brand Accelerator?
Revenue is doubled.
Wow.
So it's going really, really well. I'm doing a lot more partnerships with brands that I'm super aligned with. I did a partnership with Masterclass for their gut health class, which was, for me, that was kind of like a turning point, because that was like confirmation that, you know, I'm getting more aligned brand deals for what I'm talking about. And the brands are noticing that.
Yeah. And they see you as an authority and as someone that specializes in this.
Yeah. And to also get DMs from my community saying like, yes, I'm going to go check this out. I'm going to go tell me your recommendations, and I'm going to go like purchase it, or even asking me if I have a code to share with them so that they can support me has been like, it's been incredible. And I'm so, so, so grateful.
It's like, you don't even have to chase anything. Think about, there was probably a time for you, because there was a time for me. And I know there is a time for so many of those that are listening right now, that it's like, well, I don't even have comments because no one's responding to me. Or like, I try to give people a code and it's crickets. There's no one there. Yeah. And that's always the first big sign. You don't know what your UVP is. You are not articulating the value that your brand brings to your audience, which is why they're not connecting with you. And so to hear that not only are you getting responses, but like, people are asking you for codes, people are coming to you for advice and counsel and your input, and it's turning into this beautiful flow where you don't even have to force anything. The community is there and the know, like, and trust is there. And so you've now built in this beautiful ecosystem of growth that is just going to continue to flourish. And so I would love to know how that, you know, how that feels is just, I'm sure, remarkable.
Yeah, I'm super, super grateful. And it feels really, really aligned. Like, this feels really right for me. It feels like all those months that I was really frustrated and really burnt out because I was following the wrong advice, like, it was worth coming to this point to where, like, I found you and I invested in you, and I felt incredibly excited about my investment in you because I knew that for the first time, like, something feels right for me. Everything has been really aligned, and I just feel so grateful that I get to do what I was hoping I would get to do a couple years ago. So that has been really amazing. And then, of course, there's always, you know, doubt.
Yeah.
And imposter syndrome, but overall, it's a good feeling.
First, I want to say thank you for trusting in me. You did trust in me, but I think you invested in yourself and you gave yourself permission to trust in something new and different and potentially greater than you, which then allowed you to receive all of this incredible growth. You know, you went from less than 10,000 followers on Instagram to 80,000. You saw immense growth from just one piece of content. You've built this beautiful, engaged community of people that are consistently engaging with your content and reaching out to you. You've got partnerships. Your money has doubled. You've got aligned partnerships with incredible brands and companies that you've always wanted to work with. And to me, that's the promise of the Brand Accelerator. The promise of the Brand Accelerator is, if you do this work and you trust in the process, and thank you for trusting me, and invest your, not just your money, but your time and your energy in doing this, you will see success. And you are such a great example of that. So I would love to know, Stacey, for those that may be listening, maybe they are where you were just 9 months ago. Maybe they've just gotten started, or they've been trying to do this for a little bit or for a while, and they just kind of keep throwing darts blindfolded and they don't know why. And, you know, they're trying. You know, they're listening to the podcasts and they're reading the books, and maybe they've bought a couple of little things here and there, and they're trying so hard to piecemeal it together, but it's just not working. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that person who, because now they have the opportunity to either join my free training, like you did, join the free bootcamp. They like that and it's their style. They could join the Brand Accelerator, that's one of the many options they could do. But what would you say to them as a piece of encouragement from someone who has been exactly where they are today?
Okay. I think I'm going to go a little more spiritual here, but I think that, okay, the two words that really got me through the times that I was like making very, very little money and wondering, you know, how much longer I had left until I had to get a new job, was to just trust in that feeling you have that you're meant to do something bigger than yourself, and to listen to that, because that is there for a reason. And on your journey, just keep listening to what feels aligned for you and shut out whatever makes you feel out of alignment. Because when you keep trusting in that feeling, in that sort of vision that you have that you can't really like put into words yet, it's going to come out of you at some point, as long as you keep trusting in that and keep on making decisions that feel aligned for you despite what other people or other sources are telling you.
That's beautiful. And for anyone who may be listening who's, you know, maybe they're on the fence about doing another free training or buying another course or trusting another person because maybe they've been burned before or maybe it just hasn't worked. What would you say to them about your experience with my work and any hesitations that they may have?
I think that I have been in that place too. So I have invested in people who I ultimately at the end said that was not the best use of my money. And I kind of wish that I didn't do that. First of all, it's look for someone who isn't offering you a quick fix. If something's promising you very quick results and it's very logistics heavy, I think you're kind of focusing on the wrong things. And if you're on the fence about a free training or TBA, I think it's about, I'm trying to like say this in a way that isn't so, you know, like woo-woo, but you really just have to understand the intention of the person offering that free training or the program. And if you resonate with that, I think that's a good sign to join it.
I think that's great feedback. Great thing to share. Well, Stacey, thank you so much for being here and just being so open and real and honest and being you. I like the woo-woo. I like that you bring all that is you. So you do not have to hold back here. I would love for you to share where people can find you, where people can follow you. You may have some people reach out. I hope they do to slide into your DMs and just ask, you know, maybe they've got more questions or thoughts after we get off today's conversation, just about how you built this, about my free trainings, about the program or about gut health, you know, about whatever it may be. And so I would love for you to share where they can connect with you and where they can come and get that support.
I am on Instagram and TikTok at Stacey Asis. So StaceyAsis. And so, yeah, my DMs on Instagram are always open. And I also have a website called thewellnessdiaries.com. And that's where all of my recipes are. And I have a YouTube, but it's still kind of up and coming at Stacey Asis as well. So if you're interested in that, that's where you can also find me.
Awesome. Well, as always to our listeners, if there was anything about today that you found interesting, that you found inspiring, that you found just a reflection of where you may be today, if you felt seen and heard, we would love to know what those are. So you can just screenshot today's episode, tag me and Stacey in that, and let us know what your biggest takeaway was, because we want to read those. As you know, Stacey loves community, and she wants to see what you are really taking away from this. So with that, my friends, thank you so much for being here. And thank you, Stacey, for being here. And I will be back same time, same place for our next conversation.
Thank you so much, Julie.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.